Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Sound check. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for the sound angels that came to help us out today so that we'll have good sound and everybody will hear the word of the Lord. Everybody will allow the word of the Lord to touch their heart. Everybody will come before you and do the things that you're going to tell us to do today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions, and Assistant Pastor Bill Pringle is here, and all of you are here, and the Godhead is here, and the holy angels of God are here, and we want to thank the Lord because some churches he doesn't go to anymore, because they don't believe in him. But he does come in the midst of his believers. Amen? Amen. You see, when you vote Jesus out the church, you tell him you don't want him to come back. And he's not pushy. Shows the way out. Amen? So we don't have a board here to vote Jesus out of the church. Amen? We don't have anybody here to vote Jesus out of anything. So when we ask him to come, he comes. Amen? He comes. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Mm-hmm, right there. Right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I better not hear sound. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Thank you. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church and a local assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, for your power at work here in Jesus' name, your spirit that brings correction and discipline in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord, because your children will walk in paths of righteousness for your namesake. Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, that the disobedient learn to become obedient. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for your grace. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. He is the peace in the midst of the storm. Yes, he is. He is the peace in the midst of the storm. You know, as I was before the Lord this morning, I had to receive the word as he was giving it to me. It was coming in pieces and in parts. And as we were doing praise and worship earlier, he was giving even more parts to it. So it's a message today. I know it's a message. The devil fought me all day trying to get here. Just simple stuff. I'm like, Lord. So on the highway, I asked the Lord to do something for me. And he did. He moved the traffic out of the way because it was time for me to be here. And so I am. Amen? Amen. You see, we have a position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We need to act like we know it. I've believed it for many decades now, and I don't operate from down here. I operate from up there, and all those things are under my feet. Amen? And my Father is listening to me when I pray, and when I ask for angels to do something for me so that I can do what he's calling me to do, guess what? It happened. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. See, saints, you really do have ground to stand on. It's in the heavenly. When you stop depending on earth and you depend on your Father in heaven, you'll see more miracles. Amen?
Amen.
We want to thank all the ones that are brand new to us. Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. We celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of the service, every service. We come before the Lord. We repent of our sins. We ask for forgiveness. We thank him for his blood, washing our sins away. You see, that was yesterday. Today's a new day in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever happened yesterday is now passed away, and all things have become new. Amen? So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness to us in the land of the living. Let's not worry about tomorrow. Jesus is already there, and he's taking care of it for us. Amen? So it's going to work out all right. Even if it looks ugly at times, you remember the storm clouds came for 40 days and 40 nights. But after the storm clouds left, the rainbow was set in the sky. So don't forget, God keeps his promises. Amen? He always keeps his promises. If he made you a promise that he's going to save some of your loved ones, you can count on it because God can't lie.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to save them. I don't care how hard-headed, how stiff-necked, how stubborn, how rebellious, how contrary they are. He knows how to subdue all things unto himself. He is the Father of spirits. He is the Father of spirits. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. All that hot air they let out of their mouths, try to remember, that's why we have air conditioning. Amen? It's to blow the hot air away. Amen? And wherever God's people are, the air conditioning is working. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So, saints, if you have your elements ready, let's go before the Lord and thank him for his miraculous miracle of forgiveness and redemption. What would we do without it? How could we live without the blood of Jesus Christ? Well, we can't, saints. We can't live without the blood. We need the blood day in, day out, every day, all day. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, in Jesus' name, all of those things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, especially in our thought life, because that's what we did most of them, all of those words we said that we shouldn't have said, you know, they had no business coming out of our mouths. We repent of that in the name of Jesus. All of those activities that we paid attention to that we should have just ignored, we repent of giving them any attention whatsoever in Jesus' name. Lord, we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We belong to you. We don't belong to any other spirit, and we will not have any other spirit. Heavenly Father, come and reign over us. Reign over us, Lord. Reign over us. We ask you to forgive us for all of our omissions, the things we were supposed to have done, but we just didn't do for some reason. We ask you, Lord, to help us. Some of those things, Lord, we ask you to reschedule. Give us another shot, Lord. We'll get it done. We'll get it done by your spirit, not by our might or our power, but by your spirit, Lord. Help us to think right. Help us to think clearly. Help us to understand exactly what the will of the Lord is concerning us. Yes, Lord, this is a daily understanding. You said to ask for our daily bread, and we ask for it today, Father, and we receive it in Jesus' name. When you rain down manna from heaven, Lord, you rained it down on a daily basis. And only on the last day, Lord, did you give them 2 days' supply because the next day was a day of worship and rest. We thank you for heavenly manna today, Lord. Not the one that fell in the wilderness, the living bread of life, Lord. We thank you for the living bread. We cannot live without him. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for receiving our prayer, Lord. Now, if you have your elements ready, saints, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, thank you, Father, he broke it
and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. And after the same manner also, he took the cup. Thank you, Lord. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Some are dead, yes. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If we would judge ourselves, thank you, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise. We thank you for Holy Communion and what it means to every believer in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you didn't give up on us. You didn't get down off the cross or call for the angels or all the other things you could have done. You didn't just say, okay, I've had enough of this. I'm going to ascend to my Father right now, and the rest of you just figure it out. You didn't do that, Lord. Thank you. Or we would all be crispy critters. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you that you had the strength and endurance to forbear and to hang on that cross until you said it is finished. We want to thank you that you did it just the way the Father prescribed and that the prophets foretold. We want to thank you that you stuck with the plan and you didn't give up. Help us, Lord, to stick with your plan for us. Help us not to give up. Amen. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to be faint-hearted, not to faint, not to give up, and not to quit. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what comes our way, what challenge is presented to us, you're greater than the challenge, and you live in us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We give you praise, Lord. There's no challenge that we can't surpass. There's no challenge that we can't overcome. There's no challenge that we can't rise above because the greater one lives within us, Father. We take authority, dominion, and power over the devils that would hinder us from obeying God in Jesus' name. We bind each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in the name of Jesus. We forbid them to continue to militate against us in Jesus' name. We send them into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We cough them out in the name of Jesus Christ. We take a deep breath and we cough them out now in the name of Jesus. We command those devils to come out of us right now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We thank you for our one accord, our fellowship, our gladness, our singleness of heart. We ask, Father, that you add to the local and internet church such as should be saved. We thank you and we bless your holy name. Amen. We bless your holy name. We want to thank you, Lord. We bind every spirit of anxiety and stress and fear of death, all the phobias, all the spirits that don't actually trust you, Lord. We bind every spirit, Lord, that walks with the fear of man. No, Lord, you tell us not to fear man. You tell us not to fear those that can only kill the body. Fear him instead, Jesus said, who after the body is dead can throw soul and spirit into hell. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for setting the record straight. We are not confused. We know the truth. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, because you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches through Christ Jesus, our Lord. All of your riches and glory, we thank you, Father. They are not corruptible riches, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous in Jesus' name. We bind those wicked plans back to Satan. They were his plans. He can wear them in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness and the heavenlies in the bush and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking devils, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic devils, technology devils, digital demons, 5G and component demons. We bind Ruko Sutu Rubrice de Brite de Ruhulalalia. All artificial intelligence demons, we bind you. All virtual technology demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy can do nothing with your people. We bind Leviathan and his attacks, Kundalini, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery, seducing spirits, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, all microwave attacks, all pulse weapons in their attacks, all targeted radio frequencies. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. And we overturn and empty the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Kabbalah, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic, and white magic. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you to attack us in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of our family lines in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of our family lines in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of our family lines, you lying devils. Come out of our family lines in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not work against us through our family lines in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of us. We forbid you to continue in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bind all Morgellons attacks and every attack. We return it to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in every culture, impulsivity, inattention, racing minds, and hyperactivity. We bind you in Jesus' name. Willful disobedience, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents. We place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus. We bind you. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind spirits of infirmity and supplanting. We bind the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, and all demons sent here to intimidate, sabotage, spy, destroy, infect, wear down, mock, lie against, manipulate, harass, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Blood in the eyes. Blood in the eyes. Blood in the eyes. Blood in the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus in the eyes. The blood of Jesus in the eyes. The blood of Jesus in the eyes. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, what is known as Halloween, the spirits and the works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience. We bind yoga, martial arts, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind Leviathan and all of his spirits, all of his works. We strip him of all of his armor and all of his power. We break his death roll in the name of Jesus Christ, and we turn it against him in the name of Jesus. We bind premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out of every person here, every person listening, the defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of defilement by wizards, by witchcraft, by black oil, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every ungodly, unclean, vile spirit, we bind you in Jesus' holy name. We bind all demonic, sexual, blood, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all the sacrifices done for Halloween in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sacrifices done for the Day of the Dead in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sacrifices done for every holiday, for every satanic occurrence in Jesus' name. We bind the Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the spirits attached to the idolatry of the holidays in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold over the people of God. We break your mind control. We break the mind control of the technology in the name of Jesus Christ. All of the mind control that comes from technology, we break your grip and hold. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the mind. All of the mind control that comes through technology, through the cell phones, through the computers, through the viewers, come up and out in the name of Jesus, through artificial intelligence. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the people of God in Jesus' name. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. You are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that keeps the righteous out of church, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Every devil that has come to keep the righteous out of church, we break your grip and hold in their lives in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and 72, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Mammoth, and Atlas in Jesus' name. We undo the works of demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, tumors, triggers, codes, altars, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual that has ever been performed or ever will be performed in Jesus' name. We break the power of their ceremonies and their intent in Jesus' name. We break the power of their ungodly prayers and regalia in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold over the people. We cover the people with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover the people with the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you have Masonic in your family background, cough those spirits out now. They're bound in Jesus' name. Cough those spirits out now. Yerika, Order of the Eastern Star, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. Order of the Eastern Star, you're bound. Isis, you're bound. Asterisk, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. Jezebel, you're bound. Come out of the people in Jesus' name. Ahab, you're bound. Come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. You have no grip and hold in their lives. We break it in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We break the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions, and every custom that is rooted in sin in the name of Jesus Christ. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them in Jesus' name. We bind the gang stalkers, their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We've come to loose the bands of wickedness and undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth, even when we don't like it. Amen. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth, even when we don't like it. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord Jesus, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back. Say, we will not turn back, Lord Jesus, from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Say amen.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially the Christians that are in Afghan and they are being persecuted. In Jesus' name, in Nigeria, and they're being persecuted. In South Korea, and they're being persecuted. In China, and they're being persecuted. And in other places, and in the Philippines, and they're being persecuted. Christians all over the world that are being persecuted because they belong to you. We thank you, Father, for them. We bless them. We release Psalm 91 over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that they are under your protective wing, Father, and we give you the praise. For though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Amen? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred us to leave us now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that was transferred to us, we commanded to leave us now in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise, Father. We cut ourselves free from ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, leagues, pacts, pledges, and vows, and every form of attachment with the demonic realm. We break the power and pull down the protection around wizards, warlocks, witches, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We break the powers released from every curse, every vex, every hex, every spell, all witchcraft, psychic prayers, fetishes, voodoo, magic, sorcery, mind control, especially across the television, bewitchments, jinxes, potions given in our sleep. Cost them up now in Jesus' name. All those foods we were fed in our dreams, cost them up now in the name of Jesus Christ. Cost them up. Prayer chains, candle and incense burning, chanting, incantations, root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sins. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the blood. We thank you for the power of the blood. We thank you, Lord, that you've broken every chain. Every chain, Lord. And we give you praise. We give you praise and glory, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Well, today the Lord has a word for his people. Amen. Amen. You know, the Lord doesn't tell me necessarily what we're going to talk about before it's time for the sermon. He likes for me to be patient, and I've learned to be just that. It takes some work to be that patient, but I've learned that that's the best thing to do. So, you've been patient, too. You've been waiting since Friday to find out what we're going to talk about on Sunday. Well, here it is. Sunday has arrived. And God is ready to talk to his people. You know, saints, the Lord wants us to take this message personally. Personally. It's personal. It's very personal. So, he says to us, and be ye separate. Be ye separate. Separate. That's what he says, be separate. So what do you mean, be separate? Well, there are some of us in here that know what it means to be separate. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, I'm begging you, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them, and avoid them. Mark them and avoid them. To avoid means to keep away from, to evade, to shun them, to keep away from consistently, to keep away from them consistently, to escape by cleverness. God expects us to use our brains. They work quite well. We have the mind of Christ. We have access to it, and God expects us to use it. So, the Bible says in Titus chapter 3 that a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition to reject him. He's all off the gospel. Oh, he believes in Jesus Christ. He just doesn't believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and what that means. You see, some people have that Leviathan twist so that they don't believe the truth. A person who sows dissension or a contrary opinion, especially when engaging in an angry, wrathful, and quarreling way, we should avoid those persons. Saints, the Lord would have us to know that there will be persons in this life who are drastically different in beliefs from those that you have been taught here. There may even be those who believe themselves to be Christians that are adversely persuaded. Don't get involved in arguing over unanswerable questions and controversial ideas. Keep out of these arguments and quarrels. It will not prove to be worthwhile, and it may do harm. And should there be anyone who would cause division in this body of believers, they will be given a first and a second warning by the leadership. They will be given a first and second warning by the leadership. After that, we will have no more to do with that one, for such persons have a wrong sense of values and a wrong spirit. That one is sinning, and they know it. We shouldn't associate with those who consider themselves to be Christians, but who persist in remaining willfully disobedient to what is righteous. Amen? I'll say that again. Saints, we shouldn't associate with those who consider themselves to be Christians. I didn't say the Lord considered them to be Christians. I said they consider themselves to be Christians. There is a distinct difference. And who persist in remaining willfully disobedient to what is right. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 6, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 6, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye, say me, that means me, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. Does it say Jesus is going to come take you by the hand and walk you away? No, it doesn't. It says that you must withdraw yourself. You are responsible. This is your responsibility and duty to the Lord, to withdraw yourself. And God expects you to do just that. You see, if you're going to be faithful to the Lord, sooner or later, some people you're going to have to let go. As a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, we were on the air, and there was a sister that was having problems with her family. And the problem is they were in witchcraft. They were in the Masonic. They were in everything they could be in, and they were doing it because this is what they do. And they were continually, over the years, fighting against her, warring against her. And the Lord was continually showing her what the problem was, what to do about it. So at the end of our conversation, after I admonished her according to the scripture, she told me she had pain in her leg. Well, I can tell you why she had pain in her leg. There are two reasons. One, she's still connected to them. She has not loosed herself from them. And two, because in her holding on to them, she's got a ball and chain strapped to her ankle. The Lord didn't show me that till this morning. She's got a ball and chain, so she's trying to walk for Christ pulling a ball and chain. Well, you weren't meant to walk the Christian walk with a ball and chain strapped to you. So it's going to cause pain in your leg. But whenever she loosed herself from them, whenever she does what this sermon says to do, that'll be the end of the pain. That will be the end of the pain. Because finally, she will have moved out of that place and into her lane in Christ. She'll be out of the danger zone, you see. The enemy won't be able to attack her legs because she'll be out of range. Amen? She will be out of range. But it's up to her to withdraw herself. It's saying that here in 2 Thessalonians 3:6, that she must withdraw herself. And some of us need to do the same thing. We must remove ourselves from every brother, sister, as you would call it, that walketh disorderly. You know they're not lining up with the word of God. Amen. In verse 14, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So you see, saints, gently warn them, but you have to put a division, a separation. If you're going to walk right with the Lord, they're people that you're going to have to separate from. I remember when I first came to a Pentecostal church. I'd never been to a Pentecostal church as an adult. And after I'd been there for a couple of sermons, the Lord had the pastor to preach. And he told me to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Well, you see, everybody else heard that about like you hear what I'm saying to you. But that's not how I heard it. I heard it in surround sound before we knew surround sound could be. To me, surround sound was a marching 100 on the patch. That was the surround sound I was used to. But no, that day, that night in church, I had the real surround sound because that sound was all around me, and it was coming out of every place in the wall. It was coming out of the furniture. It was coming out of my clothes. It was coming out of the pews. It was coming from everywhere. And I wasn't lost, so lost I was going to stand there and pretend I didn't know it was God talking to me. I'm not that nutty. Granted, I've done some nutty things, but that was not one of them. I knew who was talking to me, and I didn't pretend that I didn't. You know, some of us, when God speaks to us, our thing is we're going to pretend we didn't hear it. Or we're going to pretend we don't know who's talking. You know, we're going to go dumb and deaf on him, but that's not going to work. You remember he cast out deaf and dumb spirits, so that just isn't going to work. It will never work. I remember I was going to this meeting where they were going to talk about listening to God and hearing from God. And I'm just driving down the road thinking I'm having a great time. And the Lord says, Sabrina, you don't have any problem hearing me. It's just that you don't like what I'm saying. You see, you can hear from God. Everybody knows how to hear from God. I heard from God when I was a little girl. Everybody can hear from God. Everybody has a way that God communicates with them. He communicates with his creation. If he could speak to that fish and tell it to swallow Jonah, take a big gulp, there you go, and Jonah was in. If he can speak to that large, giant fish, and he didn't burp or vomit Jonah up until 3 days later, you know you can hear God. You're made in his image and likeness. You can hear. You have an inward ability to hear from God. So don't tell him that your ear has an ear infection. It doesn't. You can hear him. You don't have spiritual wax in your ears. You just don't particularly like what he's saying.
But you can adjust to that. Now, can't you, saints? It's called obedience. Praise the Lord. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 3, if any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. The doctrine which is according to godliness. We receive the doctrine, the teaching, that is according to godliness. God says this one is proud. They don't know a thing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. They're not smart, they're dumb. Whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising, suspicion, in other words, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. They need the truth, but they haven't got sense enough to swallow. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. It does not say Jesus is coming down from heaven to take you by the hand to walk you away. He gives a clear admonition. From such withdraw thyself. You have to do that part. Amen. You have to do that part. So you see, God means for you to completely withdraw yourself from them and from their influences. Some of you have joined us because you heard Dr. Pat's teaching. The light of the gospel of Jesus was poured on your ignorance, and you came to understand that some of what you had been taught was indeed error and not the truth. Well, since you now know better, let's not go to the error. Amen? Let go of the error and hold fast to that which is good and of our God. You know, years ago, down the street in what sometimes is Cape Canaveral until they rename it to Cape Kennedy, till they change it back to Cape Canaveral and whatever Cape it is today, that place where the space rockets take off. I remember when I was little, when the astronauts would go off in the spaceship, it had stages to it. And the part that was closest to the ground where you could see the fire come out the bottom was stage number one. How do I know? Because they told us that on the news and we believed them. So the rocket would take off and shoot into space and all these plumes of smoke and all this fire and it was hot would come out and it would shoot up into the sky and it would just keep going. And keep going and keep going and keep going. And they told us that when it got to a certain place where it had escaped the pull of gravity, that the first stage, the stage that had been closest to the ground, would fall off and drop back to Earth. Well, you see, that stage served its purpose. It got them past the pull of gravity. Well, there have been some ministry that you've been a part of before, and that was their purpose, to get you past the pull of the world and the devil. But when they served their purpose, God began to move you on. So, just as the first part of that rocket dropped off and fell back to Earth, let go of it. It served its purpose. It's done what God would have it to do. Let go. Let go. You've got to go beyond the star. That's where you're headed. So you can't carry parts that have served their purpose and are no longer profitable to you. Amen? So when it's time to let go, say, let go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. You see, when you came, You didn't even know who Jesus was. You heard his name, but who is that? Then you saw some picture of somebody that looked like they needed Geritol real bad. And you figured that was Jesus. And then they had to keep talking to you till you found out that wasn't him. Okay? Well, that served its purpose. Let's go on. Let's go on to perfection. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Keep the good part. Okay, you came to Jesus. Hold on to that part. But there's some other parts. They've already served their purpose. Let them go. God's saying, let go. Let go now. Let go now. Come on, because I have someplace else for you to go. Come on. Come on. You know, some of us have to learn to let go. We want to hold on because it's familiar. But that's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying, I'm calling you forward. I'm calling you forward. There's more. There's a lot more. Let go of that. I have something else. So, now that you are more enlightened, don't go backwards. There, you know how you were little and your favorite outfit was this particular outfit. Guess what? One day you outgrew it. You outgrew that outfit. And then your mom says it's time to give it to Goodwill. And you pitched a fit. You fell on the floor and kicked and hollered and screamed and cried like you were dying. You weren't dying, but you couldn't fit back in that outfit either. There comes a time when you got to let the old outfit go to somebody that can wear it because you've grown up, and it's time for a new outfit, amen? You can't wear the shoes that you wore then because they don't fit anymore. Your foot's too big. So, let somebody else do it. You go on. Amen? That's what Jesus is saying. You see, let those things which are now unprofitable drop away, lest they become a weight and a yoke to you, hindering you from further growth in Jesus Christ. There's some more growth, but you got to get that collar off your neck. It doesn't fit. It doesn't go where you're going. You got to let it go up. The Lord keeps trying to take it off of you, and you keep putting it back on, and he keeps taking it off. Every fast, he's trying to take it off, and you're determined to put it back off. Would you let go? Amen. Amen. No more tug of war. What can you receive from a JW? They have a completely different spirit. Some of you have people in the family that are Mormon. They're Jehovah Witness. They're witches. They're everything. They're Buddhists. They're this. They figured out some new name, and that's what they are this week. And if you talk to them a month from now, they'll have another new name. They switch and flip so much, they could put pancakes to shame. Okay, what are they going to give you except the spirit of error if you keep hanging out with them? Spirit of error, because that's what lives with them. Amen? You know about that transference of evil spirits. You keep rubbing shoulders with it, and it'll rub right onto you. All they're going to pass on to you is some more unbelief. You're still trying to get rid of the unbelief you've got, and here they come to dump some more in your bucket. That's not what you want. They are of a different spirit. They are of a different spirit. It's not the spirit that you have from Jesus. Saints, learn to be undefiled before the Lord. The Lord did not call you to worship your culture either. The Lord did not call you to worship your culture either. He knows about every culture that has ever been and ever will be. And he never called anybody to worship their culture. Well, I was born into this, and I'm one quarter this, and I'm two quarters that, and I'm one-eighth this. No, you're scrambled in the mind. Jesus did not divide you up into, you know, he didn't take a pie cutter and cut you down the center and say, okay, they're one-eighth this, one-eighth that. He doesn't do that. So what are you doing it for? Jesus does not do this. So what are you giving him that song and dance about? Well, I'm one-eighth Italian, and I'm one-eighth Cherokee, and I'm one-eighth. Of the human one blood, he said. It's in the Bible. So what do you mean? Well, my daddy was a black foot, and my brother was a Sioux. Come on here. Can we be serious? Saints, we should all pray for God's wisdom and the ability to perceive truth, so that we can escape the snare and trap of unprofitable association. You see, there are things that are lawful, but they're not expedient. They're not helping you get done what God is calling you to be and do. Years ago, I had to let go of quite a few people out of my life because God was calling me this way and they were going that way. Now, if I was going to stay hooked up to them, I wasn't going to be able to follow Jesus. I would have been in a Christian group, but I would have been as wrong because I wasn't following Jesus. He called me this way. So when Jesus calls you to go this way, unhook. Let it go. He's right and you're wrong. You see, there are people. God is separating folks. You don't know these people's hearts and you don't know their future. You don't know the people's hearts that live in the same house with you. And you don't know their futures either. You don't know the day they're going to decide, well, I'm going this way. And you hook to them, you're going that way too. And God is saying, come out from among them, come out from among them. He sees and he knows and he loves you. And he's saying you need to unhook about right now. About right now you need to unhook. Because I see where this is going. They're going to go this way and they're going to pull you this way when they go. You see, saints, we have to learn to listen to God and to obey him. Saints, you belong to Jesus Christ. This is who you belong to. You belong to him. You are his personal property. You belong to him. You don't belong to any other group. You belong to him and his kingdom. Sometimes this is hard to swallow, but it's just as true as it can be. It is not proper for you to sit down to lunch and pour your heart out to those who are not right with the Lord. For you are sharing your heart with their demons as well. You are sharing your heart with their demons as well. When you talk with people, you are sharing with the person and their spirits as well. You're not just talking to the person. You're talking to the person and all their spirits and all the spirits that are connected to their spirit. That's who you're really talking to. Why are you sharing your heart with their demons? Why? Why are you pouring out your heart with their devil? Saints, words are spiritual. Jesus taught us that.
in Psalm 39, verse 1, Psalm 39, verse 1, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I'll learn to shut my mouth, Lord. Yes, I will. I will keep my big mouth shut. Amen? Psalm 101, verse 3. Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Well, if you're going to stay hooked up with them, it most certainly will cleave to you. You know, he tells us when they come knocking on your door, talking about they have this educational program, not to bid them Godspeed. Why? Because when you do, you become a partaker of the work they do. When you bid them Godspeed, when you bless them out of your mouth, you become a partaker of their evil deeds. So when they knock on your door, you don't have any use for a watchtower. You don't need that paper. You need paper, you can find the local whatever it is. Amen? And that's just the truth, saints. I remember those people would wait till Saturday morning when we were having breakfast. I'm going to tell you something. Don't interrupt me when I'm eating biscuits that my mother fixed. That's not the thing to do. They were hot. They were flaky. They were delicious. They had butter, not margarine. They had jelly or syrup, whichever I wanted, or both. And that was not the time to knock on the door and try to tell me about some watchtower foolishness. I wasn't going to take it nicely. And I was going to tell you that we have a fence around our yard, and that's where the gate is, because I intended to finish my biscuit while it was still hot. You know, that was my persuasion at the time. Amen. Praise the Lord for biscuits. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 6, Genesis chapter 49, verse 6, oh, my soul, come not into their secret. Come not thou into their secret. Let me explain what this is about before we go any further. In this scripture, saints, Jacob is praying. Jacob prayed to the Lord that he would not be swayed and listen to the evil counsel of sin from his own sons, Simeon and Levi. You know, the people that are closest to you, they're the ones that yap to you the most. Amen? So in Genesis 34, in this chapter, Dinah, who was the daughter of Jacob and Leah, went to visit the young ladies of the land. When she went there, Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, a prince of the country, saw her. And he acted like the heathen that he was. He took her. Notice she didn't go with him. He took her and lay with her and defiled her. For this crime, Jacob and his sons were filled with anger and disgust. They were filled with anger and disgust. They said in Genesis 34, 31, Genesis chapter 34, verse 31, should he deal with our sister as with a harlot? They were angry. They were mad. They were furious. They were seriously furious. The advice of Jacob's sons in the family discussion was vengeance and cruelty. That was their game plan. But Jacob held to his trust in God and prayed that he would not allow his emotions to move him to be swayed and to receive their evil advice. So in Genesis chapter 49, verse 6, we see his prayer. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. Come away from them. And these are his own sons that came out of his own body. For in their anger, they slew a man. Actually, they slew a whole tribe of people. And in their self-will, they dig down a wall. They went in and they killed the young man that took Dinah. They killed his dad. They killed their relatives. They killed all the people in the surrounding area. They slayed them all. And they used deception to do it. And then they took all the people's stuff that they owned. They just took everything. To the point that Jacob had to leave that area. And he had to believe God for protection that other surrounding groups were going to come after them and destroy them. You see, saints, sometimes when we take advice from our own children, our own relatives, our own family and friends, it can lead to some of the biggest messes in the world. There's a reason we have Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. It's to keep us out of mess. It's to keep us out of mess. Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, there are days when the counsel of the ungodly is coming through the mouth of someone who's actually a Christian. But you see, we have to be able to perceive that by the Holy Ghost. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So if they're going to spew out of their mouths some instructions for you, you need to take those instructions to the throne and say, Lord, is this you? You need to get a second opinion. Second opinions save lives. Psalm 141, verse 4. Psalm 141, verse 4. Incline not my heart to any evil thing. Wicked works with men that work iniquity. Let me not eat of their dainties. Don't let me sit down in fellowship with them, because I'll end up doing what they do and believing what they say. Psalm 56, verse 13. Psalm 56, verse 13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? You've delivered me from death, Lord. Deliver my feet from falling. I want to walk right. I want to live right. I want to do right. Proverbs 14, verse 7. Proverbs 14, verse 7. Saints, we need to take this seriously. Go from the presence of a foolish man. It doesn't say try to stand there and convince them. It says go. Go from the presence of a foolish person. When thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. As I told several young ladies on their way to college, when you find yourself in the presence of a fool, depart. You don't have to say goodbye. You don't have to say, I'll see you later. I'll text you. I'll call you. I'll nothing. Just take off. I don't care if you're on crutches. Crutch that thing on out. Keep it moving. Somebody will feel sorry for you and help you down the road. Just keep on keeping on. And don't look back. Know that your soul has been saved that day. I don't care what your BFF says. You say, no, I understand clearly what's going on. I'm moving on. I can do bad by myself. Proverbs 22:24. Proverbs 22:24. Make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Get away from these hostile folks. So you thought you were going in a nice little protest because you're protesting whatever it is they told you you were protesting. And your little group is going to go join the protest. And then you find out you're in the middle of a riot. Don't you think you need to get up out of that? And the next thing you know, it's a riot and a fire. And this is broken. And they're breaking in this. And they're stealing that. You should have been gone when you heard the glass break. It should have been one of those feet don't fail me now. You should have been up and out of there. You know your grandmama didn't raise you like that. You know better than that. What were you still doing there? You weren't in shock at all. You should have left. But no, you in your emotions and you in your pride and you in your too much mouth. And you in the wrong place at the wrong time. Of course, when they come to arrest somebody, it's going to be you they coming after. Why? Because you in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Jesus is coming to correct you because you belong to him. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18. But one sinner, let's start at the beginning. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Hello, let's use some common sense. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroyeth much good. All you need to do is be hanging out with the wrong person at the right time. All you need to do is go out on the wrong date. That's enough to ruin your life forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? All you need is a little bit of yeast or a little bit of baking powder. That's all you need. You don't need a lot, just a tiny little bit. Just a tiny little bit, that's all. Saints, we must be extremely careful in this hour of the spirit which is behind the words that we listen to. Job's wife advised him to curse God and die. Should he have listened to that? She said to him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? You mean you still listening to God? Curse God and die.
That was his wife. You know, there are times to listen to people and times not to. Amen? Sometimes when people are in a lot of pain, suffering, and grief, that's not the time for you to listen to their advice. Saints, we are influenced for good or for evil by those with whom we associate. If you associate with hypocrites, you will eventually become one. If you spend your time with carnal believers, you will act just like them. You won't act like Jesus, you'll act like them. If your friends are not true Christians, but you want to hang out with them anyway, aren't you backslidden already? Aren't you backslidden already? It is your close friends and family which have the greatest influence in your thoughts. So beware, saints. This area is fertile ground for the devils to work. You already have a soul tie with them, and the devil will traffic that soul tie to pull you back into bondage and lead you to offend the Holy Spirit. Now, can you afford to offend the Holy Spirit? Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You can forget that one about, oh, Mom, he's all right. I can change him. No, you can't. You can't change yourself. You need the blood, the armor, the word, the Holy Ghost, and everything else. The fivefold ministry and everything else God says just to help you get it together. How are you going to change somebody else? It doesn't work that way. You know, the world had a song that said, take time to know her. Take time to know her. Don't just holler off, oh, Mom, we're in love, and and it's wonderful, and we're going to have it's going to be great. You better stop and slow down and pay attention to those red flags that keep popping up, all them warning signs. God's trying to get your attention before you fall and go, I'm falling and I can't get up. Really? How many warning signs have you walked past? I understand. It's the way life is, saints. Galatians 5, verse 7. Galatians 5, verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Who got in your way? What slowed you down? What happened to that forward momentum that you had? Hebrews 12, verse 13. Hebrews 12, verse 13.
and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. The weak parts of you. Before the devil gets to come along using whomever, and turn that part out of the way, let God heal it. He can fix it. Jesus knows how to fix everything. He is the official fixer of it. So take those weaknesses. Didn't that preacher tell me on there a long time ago? I did, didn't I? About taking your weaknesses to the Lord and asking him to fix them, because if you don't, the devil's going to find a way to use them. It's on the website, isn't it? It sure is. Mm-hmm. And who has gone to listen to it? Well, those that need to hear it need to hurry up. Titus chapter 1, beginning with verse 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. You can stand there and tell them all day. They're not going to believe you. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They're called thoroughly defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. That's why Jesus tells us you'll know them by their fruit. That's why Jesus tells us you'll know them by their fruit. Amen. And he doesn't mean what they sell at Publix. That's not the fruit he was talking about. I've had some of their fruit, and it's pretty good. You see? Those who are of a pure heart see goodness and purity everywhere. But those whose heart remains evil and untrusting, they hold on to wickedness, because their unclean minds and rebellious hearts color all that they see and hear. They claim that they know God, but from observing their behaviors, it is obvious that they don't know him. They are contrary, self-willed, and disobedient. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 is where we're going to start. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 is where we're going to begin. This is the word of the Lord to this congregation. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It's not a suggestion, it's a command. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Well, you see, light dispels the darkness. When light shows up, darkness has to leave. So when it wants to leave, let it go. And what concord, what agreement hath Christ with Belial? Belial is a ruler spirit of wickedness. It draws people away from the things of God. It particularly likes to use the flesh and the sexual parts of life. It doesn't tell the truth. It's a liar. It's unclean. It will gradually work and work and work and work until the person becomes cold on the Lord. And then they're over out of their lane into the devil's territory. It draws them away gradually. It gives them whatever excuse they need to pull away from the things of God and the people of God. Because if they hang around the true people of God long enough, they're going to get a rebuke. Somebody's going to say, hey, that's not right. The Bible says thus and so. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Well, they've got an idol, their self-will. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And he means it. Make it personal. This is what he's saying, church. Come out from among them. That's what he said. Come out from among them. That's what he said. He did not promise you just what you want from him, but he did promise to save your soul. Come out from among them. And he means it. He means it. Proverbs 15:31. The ear that heareth reproof, the reproof of life, abideth among the wise. In other words, the wise can hear the correction of the Lord and take the correction. They don't run from it. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Repentance works miracles. Isn't that the truth? Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able to save you. He'll pray for you. He'll intercede for you. But you got to come out from among them. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Saints, God's being very clear today about what he wants and what he expects. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not
the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. God's calling us to fellowship with him. He gave us that message a little while ago, and he called us on a fast that begins on October 6th, 7th, which day? 11th. 11th. I think that's the right day. Everybody can't see that.
October 11th at 7 p.m. your time zone until October 17th at 5 p.m. Water, Holy Communion, and soup.
Okay. October 11th starting at 7 p.m.
Your
time zone through October 17th, 5 p.m. your time zone, continuous, no skips, no burps, no hiccups. Amen. Water, Holy Communion, and soup. That's it. Three things. You can remember that. Even on the go, you can find soup. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is pretty simple. We have to fellowship with the Father. He's calling us to do it. But we have to come out from among them in order to do it. Amen? All right, saints, rise for the benediction. The Lord has spoken. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor loves you, and we will talk to you again on Wednesday at 6:30. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.